Welcome back. Today, we're diving deep into the latest in technology, starting with major updates and exciting developments from Apple, including product discounts, innovation awards, and new features in iOS 18, Google's advancements in AI and updates to Android, Microsoft's recent product enhancements and market movements, insightful articles on AI and tech in Medium, and a roundup of the most intriguing discussions and inquiries on Reddit. Stay tuned for all this and more. Next up in the world of Apple news, there's a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Product discounts and updates. Apple fans can save $45 on the M2 iPad Air, hailed as the best iPad Air ever made. For Mac enthusiasts, Apple's M4 MacBook Pro is rumored to launch in late 2024, potentially positioning Apple as a leader in the AI device market. Meanwhile, the Apple Watch Series 9 is receiving a $100 price cut on Amazon for a limited time, making this a must-see deal. Major discounts on AirPods and Apple TV are also available, courtesy of CNET. Innovation and awards. Apple celebrated innovative products at the 2024 Apple Design Awards, recognizing outstanding achievements in design and functionality. Additionally, Apple and Google are rolling out new AI features in their smartphones, offering exciting capabilities but also raising potential risks, new features, and software. Excitement is building around iOS 18, set to introduce features like a new accessory setup kit API for quick pairing experiences, hands-free unlocking for smart locks using ultra-wideband technology, and increased control over noise cancellation settings in AirPods Pro 2. The Photos app will see enhancements for better screenshot management. The public beta of iOS 18, packed with tools like game mode and enhanced accessory pairing, is generating buzz online. Mixed reality and AI integration. Apple is shifting its focus towards a lower-priced mixed reality headset model due to slower sales, temporarily halting work on a high-end version. AI integration into daily life remains a tricky topic for Apple as it navigates various regulatory challenges, particularly in the EU and China. Delays in AI feature launches due to privacy concerns have been reported. App and accessory enhancements. Despite teasing it alongside the latest iPad Pro releases, Apple has yet to launch the Final Cut Camera app for iPhone officially. However, it is available for download on Redmond Pi. New user guides for enhancing iMessage experiences, like adjusting playback speed for audio messages and scheduling messages to send later, are now available. Updates to the Freeform app for mind mapping, a new game streaming service, and enhanced functionalities in the Find My app, and health features in WatchOS 11 are also in the works. Apple is making strides in wireless CarPlay technology and exploring deeper smartphone integrations, similar to those in the Windows 11 update. International developments. Apple has launched the Vision Pro headset on the Chinese App Store with exclusive content and partnered with Tencent for the 2024 Paris Olympics broadcasting. Stay tuned for more on these developments and how they might impact your Apple ecosystem, right here on our podcast. Next in Google News, a wave of advancements and updates from the tech giant is set to make headlines. Google's health offshoot Verily is now offering GLP-1 drugs through its LightPath program, signaling a move into pharmaceutical accessibility. Meanwhile, Silicon Valley big names are ramping up employee screening processes due to rising Chinese espionage threats. AI innovation is a focal point, as the Collision Conference showcased Google's Gemini multimodal experimental model, which uses AI-powered image analysis via Vertex AI to decode user feedback. The race between AI chatbots intensifies, with comparisons between ChatGPT and Google's Gemini AI to determine the superior assistant. Additionally, Google is launching the Gemini AI app in India, featuring support for local languages. However, not all updates are favorable, as Google's Manifest V3 could worsen the fight against third-party ad blockers. Android users have received notable updates, including the Android 15 Beta 3, which unveils new display features aimed at boosting battery life. Changes, though, aren't always welcome, as the misleading charging rapidly message might be eliminated. On the hardware front, updates include Google's new adaptive thermal feature to prevent Pixel phones from overheating, and the rollout of the Gemini AI Assistant app in India, available in both English and Hindi. For those interested in tech deals, Google Play is offering discounts on select Android games and apps, with special offers on devices like the OnePlus Buds 3 and Samsung Wireless Charger Duo. In web and app development, the recent Android Studio 2024.11 release introduces Gemini Pro, featuring new API templates and platform updates. This comes alongside reports of Google's upcoming hardware event on August 13th, expected to reveal the Google Pixel 9 series with significant design refreshes and AI enhancements. Security and privacy remain top priorities, highlighted by Google's updated Chrome 126, which fixes high-severity vulnerabilities and includes extra cautions against malware. Google's cybersecurity efforts extend to educational programs available through Coursera. Lastly, Google is streamlining the user experience by consolidating movie and TV reviews into a new profile page and offering public search profiles starting next week. Stay tuned for even more updates from Google as the tech landscape evolves. Next up in Microsoft news, there have been some exciting and significant announcements across the tech giant's portfolio. 1. Product innovations. Microsoft has enhanced its quantum computing platform by integrating generative AI and molecular simulation capabilities, aiming to bolster the resources available to the scientific community. Additionally, HP has introduced two new PCs, the EliteBook Ultra and OmniBook X, to the Indian market, both equipped with Microsoft's Copilot Plus PC platform. Microsoft's Snapdragon-powered Surface laptop has also made an impression, receiving a high repairability score from iFixit. Surface Laptop Copilot Plus, Microsoft's debut consumer AI laptop, the Surface Laptop Copilot Plus, has made a splash, outperforming the MacBook Air in three key areas. 3. Market movements and rivalries. NVIDIA has briefly surpassed Microsoft to become the most valuable company globally, powered by its success in AI technology. However, Microsoft quickly regained the top spot. In another strategic move, Microsoft has invested $1.5 billion in UAE's AI champion G42, with support from the White House to neutralize Huawei's influence. They have also had to address concerns over their cloud infrastructure's data sovereignty with UK policing data. 4, cybersecurity and user concerns. Microsoft is facing backlash due to cybersecurity breaches involving Chinese and Russian hackers. Furthermore, recent updates for Windows 10 have caused taskbar glitches, and users are encouraged to update their PCs to protect against a serious Wi-Fi vulnerability. Additionally, users are frustrated after losing Minecraft data and game licenses due to failed account migrations, prompting them to repurchase licenses. 5, sales and offers. Exciting sales are offering Windows 10, Windows 11, and Microsoft Office at significant discounts. Xbox Game Pass subscriptions and Microsoft Project 2021 are also available at reduced prices. 6. Redfall refunds and game announcements. Following the closure of Arcane Austin, Microsoft is issuing refunds for Redfall Hero Pass DLC. Xbox will showcase new games at Gamescom 2024. 7. Windows and application updates. Microsoft continues to offer comprehensive resources and updates, including new features in Windows 11, enhanced Microsoft Photos, secure boot enabling, and AI upgrades in Microsoft Edge. Stay tuned for more updates, and you'll find the links to these stories in our show notes. Coming up in Medium News, we explore a rich array of enlightening articles on Medium that cover a broad spectrum of topics. Machine learning and AI. Uncover the intricacies of auditing machine learning algorithms and implementing advanced techniques like retrieval augmented generation with DSP. Delve into the functioning of large language models, LLMs, and their application in various fields, including AI-driven solutions in investment banking and predictive analytics. Learn about algorithm and model studies with discussions on GANs, TensorFlow guides, linear regression for chemists, classification for the MNIST dataset, and neural networks. Explore AI's impact on society, including its role in transforming the SMB sector and controversies surrounding AI agents. Career and education. Discover how to pivot from a software engineer to a machine learning engineer through self-learning. Gain insights into the current landscape of machine learning on the internet with practical guides like overfitting, underfitting, creating a virtual mouse, and using PyCaret for classification models. Medical and technological innovations. In-depth studies focus on utilizing transfer learning and CNNs for chest X-ray analysis, investigate the use of vision language models for online handwriting recognition, and the vulnerabilities of using LLMs as judges. Business and product management. Articles discuss how CIOs can unlock AI benefits in 1 minute, explore scam detection with machine learning, and analyze the transition from MVP to phase one in tech projects. Gain insights from case studies on product management, Marty Kagan's insights on outcomes versus outputs, and common roadmap mistakes. Entertainment and digital art. Examine Netflix's data-driven strategies, AI in healthcare, and McDonald's trialing AI-driven solutions in their drive-thrus. Explore the endless possibilities at the ZKM Digital Art Museum. Customer service contacts. A series of articles provide customer care helpline details for various apps, including Slots Winner, M-Pocket Loan App, Ace Game, IMB Loan App, My Cash Loan App, Credit, Sabka Loan, Spin Gold, Aster Loan App, and ITL Rupee Loan. These articles illuminate the vast and ever-evolving landscape of AI and machine learning, offering valuable insights, technical guides, and thought-provoking discussions for enthusiasts and professionals alike. Read more on Medium to stay informed and ahead of the curve in the AI and tech world. Next up in Reddit News, let's dive into the diverse discussions and inquiries happening on the platform. First, there's a question about the Vue.js Amsterdam conference. Enthusiasts are eagerly seeking information on ticket availability and the purchase deadline. Following that, the platform becomes a cyber sleuth's paradise with a deep dive into remote access Trojan rats, focusing on the least obvious ones sneaking under the radar. In the realm of digital security, another thread discusses the potential risks posed by unauthorized access to SSL certificate private keys, especially given the far-reaching implications for hacking. Shifting gears, Mezichai is on a quest for the perfect tool to visualize robot walking, while another user seeks advice on determining the date an unknown fingerprint was added to their Android device without confronting a family member. In the technology advice category, users explore various state management alternatives to Redux in large React applications and share better methods for ensuring secure remote connections. For historical enthusiasts, a nostalgic post reminisces about a stellar FAR desktop setup from 2001. Web developers and tech enthusiasts are also busy. One user needs help centering a blue box on a web page, while another seeks assistance with scraping HTML tables using vanilla JavaScript. A lighthearted thread has users sharing their most amusing Wi-Fi hotspot names, and someone is struggling to accurately obtain element positions during rendering in a Node graph editor. On the creative front, Principal Mountain 229 showcases a digital mural of games they've enjoyed, and someone else is looking for rooted app modules to change their device identity to avoid bans from using multiple accounts on an Android app. In performance enhancement tips, using EVIF image placeholders is touted for optimized loading, and there's a curious case of investigating button behavior when text is dynamically added. New inline composables are also making waves in the Composition API's organizational structure. For those interested in hacking and security, users discuss extracting information from scammers and the relevance of SQL injection in modern cybersecurity. Topics also include anonymous emails tackling workplace harassment, reverse engineering Android apps to extract encrypted secrets, and debating password cracking techniques like brute forcing and munging. There's a query on the best app to display tracking values on a rooted Android device, and a reminder to check for vulnerabilities like *CVE-2024-2961 in the glibc package. In the realm of gaming and tech services, quirky discussions arise about antennas obstructed by bushes and trees, and the ethical implications of job ads involving data scraping from Tinder. Users also navigate optimal security practices in Tails OS and enjoy Reddit's new feature that allows them to zoom in on the driver, enhancing their viewing experience. That's all for today's Reddit Roundup. Whether you're exploring new programming challenges, diving into digital security intricacies, or reminiscing about past tech, the Reddit community is buzzing with insightful and thought-provoking conversations. Stay tuned as we continue to bring you the latest in tech and community news. The discussions continue with insights on new programming challenges. One user tests their knowledge on the latest TypeScript release, while another celebrates React Jam competition winners. An ambitious user explores whether to learn programming before delving into hacking, and another showcases a web synthesizer generating sounds from binary code. Thanks for joining us today. Stay tuned for next week's technology episode, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss out.